From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Filmmaker Roman Polanski was arrested in Zurich today, picked up on a U.S. warrant issued 31 years ago. Polanski had arrived in Zurich to attend a film festival, where he was to receive an award for his lifetime of work as a director. In California in 1978, Polanski had pleaded guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old girl. He fled the country before being sentenced and has lived in France since then. Iran says it began a series of missile tests as part of a military exercise by its elite Revolutionary Guards. The exercise began 2 days after Iran was condemned by the West for the existence of a second, previously unrevealed uranium enrichment plant. The BBC's John Line reports.
Iranian state TV said the missile test began with the firing of short-range missiles by the Revolutionary Guards. State TV said the tests included new missiles that did not give details. Then on Monday, the military will fire the Shahab 3. That's one of Iran's longest-range missiles, which can reach Israel and American bases in the Persian Gulf. It's not the first time the missile has been tested, but it's still likely to provoke condemnation in Western capitals.
The BBC's John Line reporting. A car bomb exploded outside a girls' school in western Afghanistan today. Officials say at least 3 people were killed and 16 were injured. The Taliban says the target was a convoy carrying the energy and water minister to the airport in Herat, but police say Ismail Khan escaped injury. President Obama's national security advisor says Mr. Obama has set no deadline for deciding on a new strategy in Afghanistan. Retired General James Jones was interviewed by The Washington Post. NPR's Craig Windham has more.
Jones said the president has scheduled at least 5 meetings over the coming weeks to take a new look at strategy in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has said he needs more troops there within the next year or the mission will likely fail. The Post cites sources as saying McChrystal will ask for at least 10,000 more troops and perhaps several times that number. But Jones told the Post the bumper sticker at the White House is strategy before resources. He said it's possible that a change in strategy might prompt the general to revise his troop request. When asked why al-Qaeda, which is holed up in sanctuaries in Pakistan, would want to return to Afghanistan, where more than 100,000 U.S. and NATO troops are deployed, Jones replied, "That's one of the questions that will be discussed." Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department says it sent to Ireland 2 prisoners as the U.S. attempts to shut down the Guantanamo Bay prison in Cuba. It did not identify the men. The Justice Department also said it transferred Ala Ali bin Ali Ahmed to his native Yemen. He had been held at Guantanamo Bay for the past 7 years. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Germans are voting today in national elections. They'll determine whether Chancellor Angela Merkel will have a second term. Security is extremely tight. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban released videos last week warning voters not to support candidates who want to keep German troops as part of the NATO force in Afghanistan. Both Merkel and her main challenger support the German mission there. Pope Benedict XVI is visiting the Czech Republic, where attitudes toward religion are waning. The trip is designed to encourage Czechs to return to their Christian roots. Bruce Kahnweiser reports from Prague.
The overarching goal of Pope Benedict's 3-day visit is to try and persuade citizens of this largely secular country to reconnect with their Christian roots. 600 years ago, this was the seat of the Holy Roman Empire. But last century, the country labored under 40 years of communist rule, which effectively outlawed openly religious practices. But 20 years after the fall of communism, religion holds little interest for most Czechs. A recent public opinion poll found that nearly 50% consider themselves atheists, while only 28% are confirmed believers. The rest are undecided. Several years ago, another poll found that more Czechs believed in UFOs than in God. But those who do believe have greeted the Pope enthusiastically during his first day here. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
Tens of thousands of people are stranded by flooding in the Philippines. A tropical storm hit the region yesterday, causing the worst floods and landslides in more than 40 years. Officials say at least 75 people are dead or missing. The storm dropped more than a month's worth of rain on Manila in just 12 hours. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.